chưa bị thương bố. Nhưng mà lại hàm ra thì bị chảy, bố bị chứa. Thế phải ngang vào chân dưới vách, nó nâng nâng kết cực sợ. Tập bình cho em có đề. À mà kiểu có đề, nên khi có đồ bây giờ, để cho mà này, xong ăn bố thì phá còn bọc cho con kết cực sợ, cầu
It is if anybody will criticize to any of the devotee, that is not good for him and not for others also. I am sometimes telling to our devotee, you follow me and you show me. It is very strong and hard word. I know. But I am telling to them that is my life is sadhana and sadhana is life. I never criticize anybody. I am giving always honor to everybody. I am very tolerant way trying to practice Krishna consciousness and also as much possible humility I am keeping with me. That is, I am telling to my disciples and my friends, my God brothers, to everybody, you follow me. And this way I am telling, it is sometimes looking, it is very proud. But actually it is not. I have affection for my God brothers. I have affection my disciples and anyone. And that way I am trying to do something good for them. That is, I am telling that in front of you, if you not will see anybody, you can see also me. At least you can see me, which way I am proceeding. Then you will try to do. But when I am telling, everybody's mind is not same, and same way they cannot take it. It is necessary to give some advice to all who is very perfect way can follow the
straight line.
What is it? যে ভালো সে সত্যি সত্যি যে এই অনুশীলন করতে পারে, হ্যাঁ, ট্রুথফুলি ক্যান ফলো দি লাইন অ্যান্ড ট্রাই টু প্র্যাকটিস, ওটাকে কি বলে, ক্যানট ফুললি ডু প্র্যাকটিস, নো ডাউট দ্যাট ইজ নট পসিবল, বাট ট্রাইং টু প্র্যাকটিস কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস. For all, it is my advice. First thing, not to criticize anybody. Second thing, keep honor. Give honor to everybody. Maybe he is a child, or he is a big man, or he is middle man. This is necessary for practitioner's life. But I do not know. It is maybe some personal matter with you, somebody's. But it is not our ruling to a general devotee. General devotee, they know it. Yatrinadu vishunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Mahaprabhu shown this line. You must be humble. Humility is the first quality. Must be tolerant. Without tolerant, we cannot proceed. And give honor to others. That is, if we can follow the three directives of Sriman Mahaprabhu, not disturbance will come to others and not to me also. And this is the pure line. But some, we are all here, not liberated souls. We are trying to practice Krishna consciousness, but we have not got liberation. Somebody's mind may be somewhere little different, can go, and it is we not like it, no doubt. And if we can যদি কাউকে আমি মেনশন করতে পারি তাহলে তাকে এটা শিক্ষা দেওয়া যাবে. Yes, we can help and teach to everybody this way, and they will follow the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is very tolerant. 82 years old he started to preach, but that time he had no strength of body, he is showing that way. But every day 2 hours, 3 hours, he is always giving spreading Krishna consciousness. Then how much he was tolerant and humble, we can understand. He was Siddha Mahapurush, but last day, up to last date, we have seen, he told his friends and retired, I am student. He never told, I am master. Then this feeling always living with us. And we are trying to give this way, this consciousness to everybody and praying to everybody, they will be sober, they will be tolerant, they will be humble. This is first primary qualification. And also, you also will try to harmonize with your mind and circumstances. You will be happy. That is, you are trying to get that, then it's also for yourself and others, it's same. But there is prescription, dose and many things may be little different. And that is, we are not liberated soul. Then we shall give honor to others and tolerant to other religion also. It is advice of Srimad Mahaprabhu, don't disturb to environment. And properly, proper adjustment of environment, that is really varnasram dharma. And we shall try to get it, that quality in within us. This is my advice to all. Any personal matter you have, you can personally tell me, I shall try to solve it. Okay? Yes, Prabhu?
The Vinaya Maharaj, my understanding is that Lord Krishna appeared some 5,000 years ago, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared some 500 years ago.
Yes.
And of course, in the last 100 years, things have changed very much. And I'm sometimes wondering, how do we do the best thing to harmonize this modern life we have to live, very busy, very demanding, with that very old teaching that you are so nicely explaining. So how can we bring this modern world and the old teachings together?
Lord Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, Mahaprabhu 500. But now in this the modern day and age, how can we apply or harmonize?
Harmonize, yes. It is very easily we can harmonize. If we read these scriptures, then we will get inspiration which way we can harmonize with this present age, with 5,000 years ago, that is. That time many things we are seeing, what we cannot see this time, and what we are seeing this time, that we cannot see that time. And Mahaprabhu come only 500 years ago. And 500 years ago, after 500 years ago, that time not was the motor car or rail, railway, plane, computer, etc. But it is like ওটা অমাবস্যা পূর্ণিমা এইরকম আর কি, not only that, এটা তিথি যেমন circulation is
waxing and waning of the moon.
Ha.
Waxing and waning of the moon. That is cyclic.
Cyclic way, moon waxing, ki?
Waxing.
Waxing
and waning.
And waning. That cyclic way, the knowledge also coming in this mundane world. Coming, not coming, it is money. Going up and down, up and down. This is the nature of knowledge. The present scientists, they are very fearful and expecting one day hydrogen bomb war may can come. And they are very eager not will come that situation in this world. But when something grown, something come out, that action also, reaction also will come out. That is the natural thing. And they are also fearful with that. At that time was, not was hydrogen bomb maybe, but that time also Brahmastra, Varunastra, Vayavastra, many kind of, many varieties of like bomb. But they are using capacity and throwing, throwing power, not throwing place, was located. If anyone wants to kill someone, but so much powerful than hydrogen bomb, when he throw the Narayanastra, only Narayanastra will kill that person. But Narayanastra is a big, a very big, powerful and blooming. Blooming, meaning very powerful weapon, nobody can control that explosive. But that explosion also controlled by the astra throwing. Who is throwing?
By the person who is throwing.
But nothing is there. Who is throwing the arrow? But it is not actually arrow. Arrow by the mantram getting that power. This way at that time science was extremely advanced science was that time. Arjun thinking I can spoil within one day whole the universe. But actually it was not possible that time also, and Krishna said it to Arjuna, that is, you cannot control the Vaishnava Astra. And Krishna himself took, when Bhagavata thrown that Vaishnava Astra, Krishna stand by and took his chest and it gone like garland. And Arjuna was very angry. Arjuna said, if he wants to fight, you do fight. But when you are my sarathi, why you are protecting me that way?
Chariot driver.
And you are fighting with Bhagavata, I cannot control? Arjuna asked to Krishna. Krishna said, oho, you do not know history. That weapon of my own weapon, I given to Narakasura, from Narakasura to Bhagavata got it. And it is Vaishnava Astra, kono astra ke pratirodh korte pare na.
No other weapon
can control this. That is, you also, you have know that, and you cannot control it. But looking the blooming position, explosion, first explosion, looking, Krishna immediately understand it is Vaishnava Astra. At that time science other way grown, and this time science grown another way. But it is like Chandra Kolar Muto. Cycle up. Can't understand, huh? The moon growing, full moon coming and dark moon coming this way. Our world environment, it is changing. 500 years or 5,000 years, it is not a matter actually. Actually, power was that time some other way, and power come this time another way. But all this mundane showing, and that also not existed, and this also not will exist, and future also not will exist here. Then one day Mahapralaya will come and everything will be spoiled, destroyed. Great destruction, it must will come one day. That is the Vedic knowledge giving this scriptural note to us. Anyway, I am trying to express it. And actually it is will come and will go. And again this universe also will burn. That is the nature, cyclic system, it will come and go. And over the Viroja, over this side, middle side is Viroja, and this side of Viroja, this always will run that way. And other side there is transcendental world and Vaikuntha loop. There also another way, everything going with full joyfulness, happiness and ecstatical, not it is thick mane, what else I am not, beautifulness, there mane eternally transcendental world, that eternal world. And they are going that way, and that is the our place actually. This is not our place. Many times I told it. We are attracted by the illusionary environment. Somebody coming out from the earth, you can think it. Coming out from the earth like water, coming out from the earth. Then some water going this way, where is mane goti ta jedike hobe goti no mane movement always going to down way, then
natural flow
going to the transcendental world. But some of these mane moto
water
straight to other side. We are like that, our position. I cannot explain in English, that is I do not know English. But this way it is going to other side. It is unfortunately it is we are not actually involved first with that matter. That is telling unfortunately. But when we are involved, then we immediate gone in that wave. And they are searching some happiness, joyfulness and steadiness, many things we are searching there. And again we want to, we are trying to go out from that environment also. It is our nature. Like an accidental deviation. But scripture said another way, that when it is connected with eternal affairs and shadow of that world, then it is actually accident or not, that's considerable matter. Anyhow, this is our position. That we can adjust and harmonize if we read the scriptural book, and with some faith necessary there, and adjusting capacity also necessary little. Then that time, when Mahaprabhu born, I think that time also from the tube, water not coming out. Is it? Probably we can think, but after that through tea while we are getting some water.
That time only a bucket.
Maybe that time only well was there, no?
Somebody.
Ah. Yeah. Ta, it is, I mean, it is not only to paper at least.
So many things change, so many affairs.
Anitya means?
Anitya?
English? It is temporary matter. But temporary means 5,000 years or 10,000 years. It is for Ananta Kal, that means in infinite time. For that, say Ananta Kalate, it is Budbuder Mutar.
It is eternally like bubbles.
It is eternally like bubbles this time, 5,000 or 10,000 years. Crores or crores, thousand years existing this universe. And that way. Then we will try to adjust with everything and try to harmonize with everything. That is Shobhuta. Shobhuta means civilization. That time another kind of civilization was there in India. That is called Sindhu Sabhyata. And that is Sindhu, Hindu word come from Sindhu. Sindhu civilization, through that word of Hindu, you heard Hinduism. Actually we are not Hindu, we are Vaishnava. We are follower of Vaishnavism. If I say I am Hindu, then what position will come up mine? Then Muslim will be angry with me. Maybe Christian will be angry with me. And if I shall try to convince to other religion man, they will be angry with me. But Mahaprabhu not shown that way his identification. Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhattuk Padakamalaya Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Our actual identification, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He is the light and we are the light.
Rays, rays, rays.
Mane, or a kona, light kona, aloke kona, spark of that big light bulb, like that. And Krishnas have capacity to attract everything and we are also, we have also capacity to be attracted with Krishna Loka. But middle part of their ego, that is some, what is he? Obstacle come. And that is our necessary to remove. That obstacles. That is practicing life of Krishna consciousness. And through the Harinam Sankirtan, we will get much qualification to remove that obstructions, and we will get a real form of our Atma form. Practicing Krishna consciousness. And in this way it's going that. I say now the time 7:30 now. Oh yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Could the population explosion be linked to the extinction of the various animal species as they become extinct? They moving up to the human level and there's so many humans and as we get rejected into the animal kingdom, we're getting killed off by the overabundance of humans. There seems to be a dilemma that the humans are monopolizing the spiritual space.
Population explosion. Is it caused by
the extinction of the animal species?
Extinction means killing them or they're
their lines are just coming to an end.
They're finished. Or, yes, natural extinction.
As well as killing them.
So many animals are becoming extinct naturally and being killed also. And is that why there's overpopulation of human species? That's his question. Overpopulation of human species, it is considered these days. And is the reason because other species are becoming extinct, they're finishing, or being killed, and they are taking again birth as human? You're asking, I think. So. They are again taking birth on the prani, tokhon more jacche, shabhavik rupe athoba mere pete human manob mere pete abar onek beshi manob gon royeche ki karon onno prani hotya korbar jonno athoba shabhavik extinction er jonno ekon overpopulation sobai bolche.
Yes, it is cause of reaction, no doubt. Some way it's reaction coming, and that is population growing in this man-made world.
Reactionary
cause, but that will be, it is sure, we will take chance from this environment only. But it will be sure, like I am giving an example, Timi March. তিমি মাছ তারা একসঙ্গে মাঝে মাঝে তারা একসঙ্গে সকলে ডাঙায় উঠে এসে মৃত্যুকে বরণ করে নেয় যখন তাদের দল খুব বেশি হয়ে যায়, বুঝতে পেরেছেন? তিমি মাছ লিভিং ইন দ্য ওয়াটার, তারা একটা মাঝে মাঝে তাদের একটা যুগ আসে, সেই যুগেতে তারা তাদের একটা সময় আসে, সেই সময়তে তারা ডাঙায় উঠে পড়ে যায়। ডাঙা মানে স্থলভাগে চলে আসে জলতে, ওয়ান ফিশ দ্যাট নেম ইজ তিমি, তিমি
ওয়াইল ইটিং
ফিশ, তিমি গিল দ্যাট তিমি, বাট দ্য
গ্রেটেস্ট
বিগেস্ট ফিশ দ্যাট নেম ইজ তিমি, they are sometimes taking death in a group way. They are coming into the land and sacrificing them.
Dying altogether.
Altogether, maybe it's hundreds and hundreds they are coming this way. That is, naturally their feelings they are getting, our group now is very big way, and junior আমাদের বৃদ্ধরা তখন ওপরে উঠে চলে আসে, এসে তারা টেকিং ডেথ স্যাক্রিফাইসিং ভলেন্টারি ডেথ দেয়ার, বাট দে আর নট ম্যান, দেয়ার ইজ ফিশ, তিমি ফিশ, বিগ ফিশ, অ্যান্ড হান্ড্রেডস অফ হান্ড্রেডস দে আর কামিং. Let the oil come that way also, somewhere. That oil, and also we have seen it in the jungle, one kind of bird in Assam, they are growing so many yearly. And yearly they are giving sacrifice to the fire. And thousand birds they are doing sacrifice.
Flying to fire.
The natural course will take the human body some way to the death. When it will come full way, that is now 300 crores of human body in this world, maybe little more now, 3,000. 300 crore লোক, এখন 300 crore লোক আছে জগতে, 300 মিলিয়ন, হিউম্যান, when it will come maybe 4, 5, 6 billion or 7 billion, then naturally some power will come and take out and make it very less position, then we will see that time maybe 1 billion. Again it will grow. This is the natural course of this world, cycle. And this way it is growing and going to smash to him.
Growing and diminishing.
The old person of the kitchen.
So the question was that many species are disappearing or being killed. Is that why there is overpopulation of
the overpopulation coming? That's caused also maybe that way it is possible. That is everything protecta jinish janmache.
Born
through their karma, activity. And when I am killing someone, that reaction must will come to me also. And when I am killing 100 and 100, that 100 birth waiting for me, for killing me, that is meanings of mangsa. Mangsa means meat. Meat, you are telling English meat, and Sanskrit and Bengali telling mangsa. And their meanings, they are clarifying the scriptures. The mang means me, sha means he. He will kill me if I kill him. That is the meanings coming. When we are buying some meat, we must remember this goat will kill me if I take his meat. Now, this reaction must will come to me. I must remember, then I shall buy. Then a sense will come, not to kill, not to buy. That way. All the scriptural note we are looking, this way come out in the Vedic scripture there. And madho means mad. We are telling mad, you are telling wine. Liquor or wine, but in Sanskrit and Bengali telling mad. Mad means who is giving intoxication. That is mad.
Mad means mad.
Madness.
Intoxication is a type of madness.
Not, it is madness. ওটা হচ্ছে temporary not insanity, temporary sense losing way.
Temporary loss of sense.
Temporary loss of sense way it is coming, not actually mad. But changing, immediate mood changing. In Navadvip many drunkard we have seen, they are dancing, chanting, sometimes attacking the riksha. One day they attacked my riksha. I am going to the town and attack my riksha. I know how to deal with them. Then immediately I threatened them, you do not know, I am your small Maharaj going to the town. Why are you disturbing me? When I told this word, small Maharaj, Guru Maharaj was big Maharaj. And I am small Maharaj. Here English baby Junior Maharaj. I told, I am Junior Maharaj going, why you are disturbing me? Suddenly that sound gone, their mind, Maharaj. Maharaj, they are respecting Maharaj. He may be intoxicated or anything. Then he is pushing my riksha. We are taking to the town. That is, everything, materials, every materials things will give some reaction. And it is growing the human body more and more way. And it's also some way reaction coming to us. That is, it's happening.
Spirit. If the man is the highest being, or animal, if you like, highest, most advanced, then is Earth planet also not the reservoir of some higher spirit,
wisdom?
Pretty thee, seo ek Adhara, what you call it? You get the question. Of higher buddhi, higher wisdom. Higher wisdom. Is the earth not a reservoir of some higher wisdom? That is the question. Bangal. Jodi manav sabche upare mane buddhi shali evam unnati shali bastu prani. Tabe prithivi seo ek mahan buddhi er adhar kinai. Is the earth also?
No, that is not question actually, I think. Is it you ask? Again?
Again?
You please tell again. I do not know English, that is, I have little difficulty.
If man is the progression of lives, of animals, from dogs to cats to rats, and you end up being a man if you, or a woman if you progress thus far, and there's a chance of going on to spiritual enlightenment, or going back to be reborn as a man or an animal or whatever, depending on your karma, I suppose, is not the world itself, the forest, the sea, the land, the earth, the sky, the matter of the earth, a higher organism or spirit or just a more timeless, steady state thing than a mere man's life that is over in a spark in a fire? The earth itself that we all walk on.
The earth, the environment.
Yeah, the
earth, water, everything, yeah. So if at the highest stage of evolution, it is human form, we are told. But the question is, then what about the earth, the air,
the wind,
everything that we live with, isn't that much more than only a human speck? Human is a very one life over in a few seconds. But here is earth and wind and water and everything that must be more than that insignificant human, which we are telling it is the highest of all evolution. But here we see something is much more than the human. Isn't that more than the insignificant human accomplishment, which we are saying is the highest accomplishment?
Is it?
Is that your
question?
That's your question.
Question, is it?
Yeah.
Then Bolden at the Bangla.
First I have understood, then I can tell.
Yes, I cannot understand actually. But I know, answer I can give.
Just
now,
definitely.
Before question I am giving answer.
Correct.
Kalenu nasta pralaye paniyam veda sangita mayadu brahmane pratta. Dharmadashyam madhagura. This is the answer.
Now
you tell the question.
Amra mani je pratyek prani er moddhe manav prani sabche upore.
Unni acharya.
Ebong paramartik jibaner obosthan sujog khawa jay. Ta holeo amader prithibi akash bayu jol ityadi je amra pratyek মানে ক্ষণে ব্যবহার করি সেই আমাদের উপরে মনে হয়, কিন্তু কেন বলছেন যে মানব জাতি সবচেয়ে উপরে?
দ্যাট ইজ মানব, দিস হিউম্যান বডি, দেয়ার ইজ ক্লিয়ার সাম থিং দ্যাট ইজ কনসাসনেস অ্যান্ড ব্রেন, দেয়ার দে ক্যান ডিসকভার মেনি থিংস, দে ক্যান discover which way they will fly, which way they will eat, and which way they will maintain their life, which way they will enjoy. Many things, they have many nice things in their brain, developed brain, that is they can discover. And for that is they can discover many things. The human body is the super than other body. But nothing will stay in this mundane world. Human body and human consciousness, human knowledge, everything will increase so high, maybe, if that is not connected with that transcendental knowledge, then it will within a second will take change. That is called Mahapralaya. If it is gone so high away, then also it will get naturally Mahapralaya. One day it must will come to here.
Mahapralaya means final devastation.
Final devastation.
Final destruction.
Final destruction one day will come. Maybe from other generation, some brilliant animal also can grow. And we are looking now, monkeys are very intelligent way they are growing in Navadvip and also Vrindavan. They are behaving like man, but that is their brain is not so fine. Up to that, they will try. Maybe 1,000 years, if they will try, they cannot discover the airplane. That is that type of capacity they have not. But man's brain, they are that type of capacity. Not only that, the human can do, discover through their knowledge the transcendental world. They can discover. In the body, human body, they are living Atma. And till the scientists, they are searching what was there in that body. And they are trying their own way. But when they will change their mood of searching, and with their sincerity, if they will try, they must will proceed to the philosophy. Science, proceed into the philosophy. Progress, and Einstein was a very great scientist. And I heard his some version, last version, talking with his wife. Wife asking, what you are trying to discover now? And Einstein telling to wife, if I leave this body, you can see me. And I can see you, I can talk like just now we are doing. That way you can see me and I can show you myself. That type of thinking in my mind now going. And I think if I live little longer, then I can discover also that. That conversation, some Indian newspaper. Then what have capacity of the human body, that type of capacity not present other body. And through the human body, we can discover more and more subtle finest. We can discover that. But reaction always behind us that will run. What we will do if we cannot control that within our mental position, then reaction also must come to us. And that way all the universe one day must will destroy. It is natural. If they not will search other planet and other way. But that is Maya is existing. The Maya is the keyboard? Illusionary potency. Misconception, illusionary potency. That's also some existing position. And also transcendental potency. He is also existing position. Then both will stay in similar way in their own position. And here also all the cyclic way, everything will grow and destroy, grow and destroy. But time is very long, crores of crores, years. After, some change will come. Mental change coming within 1,000 years, mental change coming. It is some cyclic order, it's coming. At a time you will see many the scientists, many religion leaders, at a time, mane one wave coming, that wave giving us many big scientists, some wave giving us big religious